Final score tonight, Maine 5, Merrimack 4. Scott Bork with us, the head coach of the Warriors. And Scott, one goal deficit like last night, but very different kind of game. It really started in the first shift of the game when they were able to get on the board 1-0.
Yeah, we played complicated and turned pucks over and gave them a great chance. And, you know, that's 100% on us, obviously. And, you know, we need to start better. We didn't start well last night either. Didn't end up in our net, but we didn't start well. And I think that we just got to play a simpler game.
That kind of seemed to lead to, you know, you guys being back on your heels the rest of that period and them kind of having the momentum at that point. You know, I guess, you know, what do you do in a situation like that to try to change it?
We try to change combinations and change things a little bit, but really, you know, what I think you saw tonight was a team that was a bit tired, and that's on me. You know, I asked a lot of a group of guys last night to try to win that thing, and you know, and then to bring them back today, that's a pretty hard thing for them to do, and I think that I need to be a little bit, spread the ice time out a little bit more than we did last night. So I think this is on the coaches because we put our team in a situation where we didn't have the energy that they had, and that's not on the players, that's on the coaches.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly seemed like, for instance, weren't able to block as many shots, at least through the first couple of periods, as you had been doing. You know, maybe that's part of that, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, it takes a lot of energy to block shots and hold lanes and things. And, you know, I asked things of guys tonight that I just don't think they were capable of doing, and that's largely my fault. And I recognize that, you know, and, you know, we'll do better and get more guys involved in our offensive game, and that will help us in our own end.
That 5-1 after two, you guys score the three goals in the third period. I mean, is it a... Having not completed the comeback, would it have been a little different if you had completed it and been able to come back and at least tie the game?
Oh, that would have been unreal. You know, I mean, to be in that position and to have our leadership, our captains step up, you know, and play that way in the third period and give us a chance to get back into the game was really exceptional. I give all of our leaders a tip of a hat, you know, and then I thought Phil Forsmark and Michael Cetera really got going, and you know, it was really fun to see, and it's good to see Michael get one, good to see Jeff get a couple on the board. And, you know, we're going to get better, and we just, as a coaching staff, need to keep pushing forward.
Wondering, last night and both last night and tonight, we saw you pull a goalie earlier than we've seen you do it earlier, you know, in past years, I guess. Is that, you know, a change in mindset for you?
Not really. We were down by two both times. We needed two. And I just figured the more time I gave those guys, the better chance we'd have to get back in the game. If we're down by one, I wouldn't have done it that early. But down by two, we need two. We're not getting millions of shots. You know, let's see what we can do with the advantage.
You put those three guys together, Brar, Capone, and Jeff Reese, back in the second period. And, you know, eventually it did end up paying off with the goals in the third period. Is that something where you might look to say, and you know, in the future, maybe we keep it this way, or you're going to go back and look at things this week and just decide what to do?
Oh, yeah, no idea what we'll do next week. I think that was a game-time decision, and, you know, Jeff hasn't played in a while. He hasn't played all year. So playing in the middle of the rink, I was asking, you know, too much of him, really. And I just felt putting him on the outside, it would give him a little bit more of an opportunity to be successful. And obviously putting him with Maddie, that was a great combination last year. And Benny's obviously, you know, a big-time player for us. So I thought putting the three of them together might give us something.
And it did give you that spark. I mean, but you also had some other guys. Mm-hmm. For instance, you had you had Welcher with a chance and a couple chances there in the third period. Michael Cetera's goal, a nice goal. So you had other guys there that were involved in a comeback as well.
Yeah, I know Mac was really good all night. Like, I thought Mac had three good periods. Great energy, and he really he played north, and he played simple. And, you know, we're going to go back and watch this game, and I think the players themselves would be disappointed we played a little bit complicated. And, you know, that was, you know, that's how they scored their first goal, and that's why they scored a couple of goals. You know, we just didn't simplify. But, you know, we'll get better at that. I think, you know, no one's more disappointed than the guys. And I got to do, you know, I'm going to make sure this week that I don't have a tired team on Saturday. And we'll get it, you know, we'll right that ship.
I'm also wondering, as disappointing as it is to lose these two games at home, and any time the guys lose at home because you feel like home should be your home, right? You have a veteran team here that, you know, has been through some things in the past, and you know, this is just another, I guess, you know, maybe a bump along the way. Is that how you have to approach it instead of, you know, guys, you know, being kept up at night or whatever it is, you know, not... however you put it, you know, you don't want to, I think, over, you know, worry too much about it. You want to correct the mistakes and come back from that, I think.
Maybe you're not going to worry about it too much, but I'm very worried about it. And I just think that we, you know, we had some success last weekend, and we did that because we played really simple and really hard defensively, and it created offense for us. And today, I thought, and this weekend, I thought they played, you know, harder than we did. And in the critical areas of the ice, and they played much simpler than we did. And so they played faster. That's just the nature of playing simple.
All right, thanks a lot, Scott. We appreciate it. See you next week against UConn.
Thank you, Mike. I really appreciate it.